Entering the second hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. Happy to have you along for the ride. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. We are here until 6 o'clock tonight, and we are very, very pleased to be joined in studio by a man some know as Eggman and some know as Mayor Hans Schneider. He is the mayor of Wellington. Mayor, thank you so much for being in studio with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Well, because I teased Eggman, we need to give you an opportunity to explain where that comes from.
This Saturday, the Eagles players in Wellington will be performing their one of two annual murder mystery dinners. And in this one, I play Egbert, the Eggman Hensbottom. It's about the B-list superheroes. So who did it out of that group? So that's the role I play this week.
How did Eggman come to?
Our director, Judy Wirtz, does a great job putting the cast together, and when you show up for the first reading, she hands you the thing and says, here you go, this is who I envision you to be. And so this time she envisioned me as Eggman, so we're going to give it 100% this Saturday.
Very nice. Eggman, that could be a tough case to crack. See, there are so many. I could have a lot of fun with
that. He does this all day here,
yeah.
Mayor Schneider.
I might have to bring you along. You might want to come out Saturday and throw some of those in as we go through the show.
Yeah. I got plenty, man. Trust me.
So is this an interactive murder mystery? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we do is we do an act, and then we'll serve salads. The actual cast will come out and help serve the salads.
Okay.
And then we answer questions, and we cannot lie. The one rule is we cannot lie when we're asked a question, but we can maybe lead a different path. And then we'll do another act. We'll serve the main course. We do another act, serve dessert. We do the final act, and then the people guess on their questionnaire. And we don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if I do it until Saturday night when the detective goes ahead and names that murderer, and then we'll draw a name out of the people that guessed right, and I think they win $25 or $50.
Ah, how about that?
Cool. Yeah, murder mystery dinners are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're a blast.
Yeah, we have about 270, 280 people. It's a sellout every
time. Good deal.
So it's a good job.
So you showed me the getup before. Do people know that it's you behind that mask?
They may know this time.
Okay.
I did one, on the last one, cut my goatee down into like a 70s stash.
Like a Fu Manchu?
Awesome. A Fu Manchu, awesome. And then I had on sunglasses and a curled wig, and people had no idea it was me, so.
How about that?
All right, just making sure I wasn't breaking any news I wasn't supposed to break.
No.
Here. Like, yeah, so no spoilers. Okay,
no,
good.
No spoilers.
All right, so make sure if you see Eggman at the murder mystery dinner this Saturday, you treat him well. And, boy, you know, we were talking earlier. The last time that we spoke to you on the show, it was so doggone hot outside. We were wearing shorts and we were wearing a neon t-shirts. And here we are today,
right.
And it's 5 degrees outside. It's snowing. Now, you just came back from vacation to this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were out of the country for a week.
Yep. We were cruising in the Caribbean. We went to Haiti, Jamaica, and Cozumel. Mm-hmm. And Friday, when everyone here was getting slammed with this weather, we were snorkeling. In 80-degree weather, looking at starfish and tortoises, sea turtles and that. So,
wow.
So we came back from like 82, 84-degree weather into this last night. We got home about 1 this morning.
Wow. So you're fresh back from vacation.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
First radio interview with Mayor Schneider here. It's right back from vacation, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, got back early this morning, and nice enough to join us in studio. Again, we are talking to the artist that on Saturday will be known as Eggman. He is Mayor Hans Schneider, Mayor of Wellington. Well, we could have fun with that all day long, but we'll get down to business here. We'll get into the new plans for this new park. Sounds very, very exciting. Now, I know there are a couple of different variations. What are some of the basic details? We'll start with the location of this new park.
Location is going to be at the old McCormick Middle School site. When the school district decided to build over by the high school, we reached an agreement with them that we would purchase that land for $10. So when they were ready to sell that to us, we had that check all ready. And then I commandeered a group of 13 residents to come together and take a bunch of different ideas from a couple public meetings that we had for what we wanted to do there. And then we kind of crafted that with a park designer. And at the end of it, I can tell you the first one we got, the park designer threw everything, like just threw every ingredient into there, and it was overwhelming. It just didn't work. And from that, though, he wanted us to really pick out what we wanted. And so everybody went around the room and kind of said what they liked, what they didn't like. And then he took that information and came back with our final design, which I think the village can be very proud of, that it, as we move forward toward this actually being reality in the future, that this will be a park that residents will utilize, you know, to relax, to attend a concert, to even jog around. We have a jogging path. So I think it's going to be very beneficial, and I think it's the type of park that can really transform a community, similar to what our athletic park, community park, where the ball diamonds and soccer fields are, and how that's emerged. And now we're getting a football field down there as well for the junior program. That just kind of transformed the community, and I think this has the same opportunity to do so.
You mentioned the jogging path. What are some of the other amenities involved with this new park? The jogging path is really cool. Is it going to be gravel? Is it going to be asphalt? What's it going to be?
It's going to be asphalt. Okay. So there'll be around the perimeter, there's going to be a jogging path. And I'll just turn this around so as we speak about it, you two here in the studio can see it. So that'll be asphalt. Coming in off of 58, you'll see a beautiful entrance, gated entrance. Then we're going to have the flags, American flag centered, and then the military flags around it. That'll continue walking toward the center of the park, where there will be a tree, where we envision lights during, you know, clear lights during the summer, Christmas lights during the winter. In the back of the park along Cortland Street, you'll see a bandstand. For performances, we have July 3rd, we always have the Patriots Band come in and do patriotic songs there in Wellington. We also envision opportunity for some sort of summer stock festival, like plays, that kind of thing. Keeping that there used to be a school facility there, we have two small playground areas, ages basically 4 to 9 and then like 10 to 14. There'll be park benches, there'll be grass space, there'll be trees to lay under. A couple other things we've talked about we think would be really neat would be a script Wellington sign. We think that would be an instant photo opportunity for, like, at prom, someone comes home for reunion, and that I think it'd be unique. You see those ones in Cleveland all over. The committee really liked that idea, so we addressed that in there. So just a lot of different things, but at the end of the day, it's a place to go and relax and enjoy, and I think as we move forward with it and it comes to fruition, that's what it exactly will be.
How long is the process from here?
Where it's going now, the council has accepted it and forwarded it on to planning committee, which we'll present to them next week. Then it'll go back to council with any recommendations, and from there they'll accept that, and then what we'll start looking at is fundraising. A lot of the work we can do in-house, mm-hmm. with our guys. We can, you know, we can prep it, we can lay the plumbing, the electrical, and all that. So we'll look at fundraising and also grants and that. So estimates are about $1.6 million, so obviously it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It'll mm-hmm. happen in phases. There's a fountain in there as well. You know, we have our work cut out, but, you know, I think as people have seen this in the feedback I've seen on Facebook, is people are excited about this. They're excited the opportunity to have that. And I think as once we get into fundraising, you know, if someone, hey, people may donate $5, $10 here, whatever, you know, we understand there's going to be a process to it, sure. but we're confident that it will happen.
Is the hope in the next few years or 10 years or?
We're going to come up with a name and dedicate that name this summer.
Okay.
We're going to take suggestions from the community, and the park committee will, I'll work with the park committee to determine that final name, okay. and we'll unveil that during the summer. I would hope my goal is within the next 2 years to cool. to break ground for part of this. And, you know, we have talked to a couple of companies about sportsponsoring different portions of it, and hopefully those come to fruition as well. And I think something like that, then all of a sudden, you know, you get movement really quick. So
you've hinted at this already about a lot of the acts and a lot of the things that you can do in order to bring to this new park. And I would imagine, too, one of the extensions of that is you could certainly have some fun at a different location during fair season, too. I mean, this is just another location you can make great utilization of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a million different things that we could do down there, and things that, you know, we haven't even ever done before. You know, one of the talk was running one of those giant screens and having a movie in the park. You know, let the families come down, put out a blanket, sit down there one night and enjoy a movie. Different festivals, you know, someone may drive by there one day and see, well, wow, this is, you know, this might be a great place for us to move our festival to and you know, bring that kind of stuff to Wellington. So I think there's a million opportunities for a bunch of different things down there.
How big is it going to be? You mentioned it's got the track around. How long will that be?
I think he said three times around okay. would be a mile.
Okay.
In that, so pretty about good. A third of a mile.
Nice.
In that, so yeah, so and they'll be walking paths all around that to bring everybody very to cool. the center. So, and you know, we just had the Christmas play that is done in Wellington, actually by my mother-in-law, you know, where they do the birth of Jesus and everything, and they bring in the wise men and that, and they have that down there. So those type of events, I think, will move in down there and fit well.
Mayor Hans Schneider, Mayor of Wellington, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, we'll transition from this into what is a very, very big year for the town of Wellington. You're bicentennial this year. A lot of cool things lined up. I know you've got a monthly program, too, where you've got historical speakers that come in. For those that haven't had a chance to take a look at that schedule, who all do you have lined up?
We have a different variety of people. This past week was our first one, and it's our second Tuesday series is basically what we're calling it, except for 1 month we had to move off the second Tuesday. But they're all held at the Patricia J. Lindley Center for the Performing Arts. And kudos and many thanks to them for sponsoring this. They are doing that pro bono, offering this facility. The events are free, so anyone can come in and listen to that. So we had Nicole Hayes talk about the first settlers that came to Wellington and how they left Massachusetts and they decided to settle here and in some of their trials and tribulations. And as we move forward, we have, for example, we have Scott Markle, one of our village employees, does a great Archibald Willard. He's going to be in there. We have the First Ladies of Ohio. These ladies come in period dress, and they reenact the First Ladies and talk about their husbands as presidents and their lives. At the end of the year, all our bicentennial events are being filmed by the High School Audiovisual Club, and they're going to present a movie at the end of the year in December. We have Tim Simonson, well-known for his clock repair shop, and he always dresses in period garb and that. Mm-hmm. He's going to come in. I believe he is doing Myron T. Herrick, if I'm right. Next, I think in February, we have a lady coming from Kent to talk about period dress through the 1800s and that. We have another month where it's going to be architecture of Wellington and that, the house along South Main and everything. So just a different variety of stuff that people, one of the things I was saying earlier, we didn't want people to be like, I can't go to something because it costs money and I got to bring my five kids. These events are free. We want people to come and embrace this bicentennial and celebrate Wellington, and the best way to do that is inclusion. So these events on these Tuesdays are free, and we'll be putting them up on YouTube as well.
Very cool stuff. Now, you guys have more than just these events with the historical speakers. What other kinds of events do you guys have on the calendar this year for your bicentennial? I know as we get closer to the 4th of July, you guys have a nice night lined up there as well. What other events do you guys have planned?
Okay, so this Sunday, the 22nd, is it 22nd?
It's somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, so this Sunday.
21st.
Yeah, 21st. 21st. Close, this yeah. Sunday, we have a Bicentennial Founders Breakfast from 9 to 1 out at the Wellington Eagles. $8, you come in, you get scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage with biscuits, you know, coffee, orange juice, milk. So those funds go toward the Bicentennial events. We have our ball on April 21st. If people went to the 100th anniversary of the Eagles, they saw the band Chance. They're, I think, almost a 10 or 12 member band. They're going to perform. They do everything from Motown all the way to present day. So we have that going. We're having a Civil War reenactment in June. They're going to come in. They're going to fire cannons. They're going to reenact some battles out at the fairgrounds. We have the park dedication. We have an all-class reunion during the park dedication in June. We have a 5K, 10K that's going to lead up on June 30th, I believe, as we move into that 4th of July festival. So we have that kicking off on Saturday. I think the fire department's going to have some games for kids set up at the park area down there. We're going to have a early car antique show. So it's going to be like 1900 to 1932 era cars on a Monday. We have the Patriots Band Concert on the 3rd on Tuesday, and then the 4th of July and Bicentennial Celebration on the 4th. And then as we move later in the year, we're going to bury a time capsule and continue to, you know, do little events like that.
Sure. Any idea what you guys are going to put in the time capsule, or are you still working on it?
Still working on it. You know, we'll solicit from different people in the community. We want to get people's impressions of Wellington now, and so, you know, when they open these, you know, decades from now, they'll be able to maybe get firsthand account of what it was like in Wellington. We're going to reach out to the schools. We want to include them. Something maybe they can put in there as well. So, just, you know, ideas like that, what it's like to be in Wellington now, and maybe how we envision what it will be in the future.
Cool.
Very cool stuff. Well, sounds like a very, very interesting and very, very fun year ahead for Wellington. Mayor Schneider, a pleasure to have you here in studio as always. And, well, before you leave, we'll give you a chance here to plug that murder mystery dinner one more time. For those that would like to see Eggman this weekend, how can they go about doing that?
Well, if there's tickets left, and last I knew, I think they were pretty close to selling out. They had 14 left last I knew. Out at the Wellington Eagles, just go out there south of town. Tickets are $25. That gets you in there for the show and the and a dinner. Every table of eight has two bottles of wine added as well. So you can go down there and just enjoy a fun night of laughter. And, you know, hey, as I said earlier, if you can't laugh at yourself or make fun of yourself, you shouldn't laugh at anybody, right?
So. True. You pull that costume off very, very well of Eggman. I'm not sure if that was your doing or somebody else's design, but I thought you pulled it off very well. Mayor Schneider, thanks again for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.